Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Bo will be back tomorrow. But Dylan today is handling Top 5 Tuesday. He's got Top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches.
Dude, this is an aggressive list to make.
I think there will only be one controversial move and one controversial thing that I did on this list. I think otherwise, I think the people will agree with me, as they usually do.
All right.
We'll get to that. It's 7:40. We're about to go in the huddle, but I do have a question for you, Dylan, because Mike and I kind of got into a little heated debate.
Uh-oh.
In here.
Okay.
Remember me looking at you? You were like, he got in my ear. He goes, man, what's your deal? And I was like, Allie over here is just disrespecting me.
I know. He just pointed. I was like, why are you looking at me like that? He just pointed at Allie. He was like, this Allie over here.
Mine.
Because I was explaining, when you go through fast food, you need a drive-thru.
Yes.
You need to have your order ready. Do
yes.
you ever tell them to hang on?
So I have done that, but I know that's a big no-no. Like, I try not to ever do that. That's not something you want to do. It's courtesy to the workers who are trying to bring you fast service. Yes. It's courtesy to the people behind you so they're not waiting extra long. It's just a courtesy all around. What I usually do now is most of these places have apps where you can order ahead. I order ahead because then you don't even have to wait.
See?
And then right. when you order on the apps, you get rewards.
Let me break this down further. Let me break this down further. At Chick-fil-A, when the drive-thru is like always backed up and there's people
right.
standing out there, I'm always ready to order. All right. I just am.
Okay.
And Chick-fil-A is not some kind of in-depth menu. You're going to get chicken. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like there's no guessing. But when I go to other drive-thrus, bro, I'm taking my time.
Do you not think about what you want to eat before you go, though?
Right.
Like, okay, let me just throw this out at you. There's a Hardee's by my house. You roll up to Hardee's, what you ordering?
I don't know. I don't usually
exactly.
go to Hardee's.
Exactly.
But I don't usually go to Hardee's.
I roll up, and I'm like, hey,
if
I'm going to need just a second, please.
If I'm saying, okay, I'm going to Hardee's, I'm looking at the Hardee's menu, and I'm already planning out what I'm ordering before I even get there. Man.
What if there's something really cool you never even heard of before?
Okay, you know then I'll mean? Call an Audible real quick, because then it catches my eye. I'm like, you know what? I'll try that.
And then what if Simone's in the passenger seat and she's going, what'd you get? Like, bro, I don't have any problem approaching the drive-thru and being like, hey, give me just one second.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying I don't think that's something you should make a habit
of. Bro, she's sitting over here like a fast food drag race driver. Like, it's like when that light hits green, it's time to go.
No, it is. It stresses me out.
It's not good drive-thru etiquette.
It's not good drive-thru etiquette. It stresses me out when Grant and I will go through fast food every time. They'll be like, what can we get you today? Hold on.
Yeah. 100% that's me. 100% that's
me. And my deodorant is working overtime.
100% that's me.
I am so stressed out.
I have no, dude, it doesn't bother me one iota to get up there and just say, hang on for a second. And I'm not, dude, it's not a 5 minute hold period. It's 15 seconds. I'm like, just give me a second. Let me mow through this and see if I need to add something else.
And Mike, I do understand it for you more, especially like when you have your kids, if you're getting food for the kids.
Yeah.
I do understand, especially when they're in the car, because then you got to make sure. Yeah. And, you know, like that, I totally understand. But if you're going by yourself, bro, do a scouting report.
Nah,
like,
though.
Do your research beforehand, dog.
I don't
dog.
Have, like, go-to meals, though. Like, if I'm going to Taco Bell or something, like, it could be anything. Could
you're
be anything on the menu.
So, yeah. That's just where me and Allie are a little bit cut
yeah,
from
I'm
a different
like,
cloth. We're planning our meals out before we pull up. When we
yeah.
pull up, we already know what we want, dog.
I already know
yeah.
what I want.
Anyways,
I already know what I want. 7:40
crazy,
is when Dylan will give us his chicken sandwich. Top Five Tuesday. But if you want to go somewhere where it's appropriate to look over the menu and sit and wait for a moment, this Wednesday, join Dukes and Bell for a special live broadcast from Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram. Come out and join them for great food and drink, plus a preview of this Monday night's game. It is Wednesday from 2 to 6 at Buffalo's Cafe in Hiram with Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Cardinals coach Jonathan Gannon, he did apologize to Amari DiMercato yesterday for his reaction to him letting go of the football before crossing the goal line in the Tennessee game. Let's hear for this.
I woke up this morning and didn't feel great about it, honestly. And so in the team meeting, I addressed it. I apologized to Omari, apologized to the team. And I just told him I kind of let the moment of what happened get the better of me there. Obviously, like I try to be emotionally stable and calm because my job is to solve problems when during a game and kind of lead the charge on that. So it's not really who I am, who I want to be, and I told the guys that today. So it's a mistake by me, and it's just like everybody in there. Everybody made some type of mistake yesterday, which is, you know, culminates to why we didn't win the game. And we can't let it happen moving forward.
I hate this.
Yeah.
I hate everything he just said. I love the fact, let me run this back. I love the fact that he's being true to himself. That's how he felt. If he woke up and felt bad about it, fine. All right. But he said, that's not who I am. That's not how I want to be. You know what you do want to be? You want to be the Cardinals head coach. And if your players keep doing things like that, you're not going to be. Okay. I thought the message was heard loud and clear. I don't know why that it has to be such a big deal. This is the craziest. I cannot imagine him being more sick after a football game than the interception that turned into a fumble, that turned into a touchdown.
Yeah.
And obviously this one as well that went the other way. It's happening too much. I'm not blaming, you know, this generation or some kind of performative thing. I'm not going to go there. But I wish he would have just stuck by it. This actually happened in college. To me one time, Mike Shula, who was the nicest human being ever, who's the OC at South Carolina, he like cussed us out. And then 5 minutes later, he was like, you know what? I shouldn't have talked to y'all like that. Mm. And bro, I was like, we deserved it. We freaking deserved it, man. Like, don't do that. And a few months later, he got fired. And I think about that all the time because I'm like, we deserve to be cussed out in that moment.
But don't you think there's a difference between getting cussed out? Because, I mean, we all know that happens in sports, right?
Yeah.
Especially professional sports. But isn't there a difference between being cussed out and what Jonathan Gannon did? I mean, he put some pretty good licks on him if we're keeping it a buck. Like, I just feel like there's a little bit of a difference.
How would you have rather him do it? Because it's on the sideline. It just happened. He's got to be boiling at this point. Anybody watch that
for
game?
Sure.
He's boiling.
I mean, you could say, honestly, that cost him the game.
It 100% did.
I mean, he lost
Either
by a
one
point.
Of those plays goes their way,
sure.
They win. It's just, I see what you're saying. I just don't know when else he's supposed to do it. Is he supposed to wait till post game? He's not going to react the same. I don't know, man. It's hard to hold, like, and this is in college now, too. It's hard to hold guys accountable. The amount of money going on and the superstardom and everything else. I didn't mind it, man. I was like, you know what, dude? You're fighting for your job at this point if you're Jonathan Gannon.
When you break it down like that, I get it, and I understand your point of view, and I'm not even necessarily saying you're wrong. All I'm saying is that it just didn't sit right with me because at the end of the day, the way I feel is on any level of that, you shouldn't necessarily put your hands on – when you're a coach, you shouldn't put your hands on your athletes in that manner that he did. Now, I know you're in the heat of the moment and you just react how you react. I'm talking about the chest slap, the punch, whatever it was. It was like a close fist type of thing. I just think that didn't sit well with me because I think you shouldn't let it ever go that far. You react how you react. I get it. But whether it's you slamming down your headset or even getting his helmet and slamming it down or something on the turf, if you want to take out your anger, I feel like, and you want to really send a statement, I feel like there's still other ways he could have done that besides the route he chose. Again, when you broke it down the way you did, I get it. I understand it. And he's in the heat of the moment. I understand that too, but it still just didn't sit right with me.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, the physicality is one thing. I'll meet you in the middle there where he just kind of like chest slapped him on the way off.
Yeah.
Like, but man, when he was like just letting it eat, just talking in his ear. I was like, oh, good for you, bro.
The letting
like,
it eat.
Good for you. I don't mind this at all.
Yeah, the letting it eat part, getting into him, digging in him, I'm all for that. I mean, at some point, you got to do that, especially in those type of situations. I'm all for that. It's the physicality part that
it's
there right
and
with.
And like I said, it's almost a sign of the times where you go back to like Tom Coughlin, Bill Parcells, guys like that. They didn't have no bones about it. They're like, nah, dog, you got to go. Right. Like, I am not dealing with this. You got to go.
And speaking of people who are going to have to say sorry, the 69-year-old man who was involved in the altercation with Mark Sanchez has been released from the hospital. Obviously, has a long road to recovery. His son is actually getting married this weekend.
I saw the picture.
He can't. Oh.
I shouldn't have.
It's burned in your mind now, right?
I shouldn't have. I saw the pictures. It looked terrible. And, you know, to borrow one from Ricky Ricardo, he's got a lot of explaining to do. You know what I mean? Mark's got a lot of explaining to do.
There's still a lot that needs to come out about this. There is a civil lawsuit now against Mark Sanchez. I hate that this guy is going to miss his son's wedding. And Mark's charges have been up to felony charges. His arraignment
should be.
Was going to be this morning. There's still a lot of investigating going on, so it's moved down to November.
Yeah, should be. It's just unfortunate as it gets. It's ugly and unfortunate as it gets. And I don't know what he could possibly say that would make anybody feel better about that.
It's just awful. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about the second decision. What could it be? And it's Top 5 Tuesday. Dylan's list, they're always controversial. We'll see what he does with his top 5 fast food chicken sandwiches. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.